the top 10 things HR needs to know about retirement plans. Look, HR professionals are the Swiss Army knife for almost every company. Recruiting, hiring, onboarding, training, benefits, payroll, retirement. That's just scratching the surface of things HR is expected to just know. With that said, here are the top 10 things we have found that HR professionals get asked by their fellow teammates and how you might respond to those questions. From the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin, welcome to the latest episode of Inside Connect and Simplify, sponsored by the benefit companies. Roger here. Human capital management consultant, marketing guy, and a huge fan of David Letterman's nightly top 10 list. It was a nightly ritual for me and millions of others while Dave was on the air. Here's our version of the top 10 things HR folks probably should be able to answer when a teammate asks about the retirement plan. And by the way, you should never give investment advice. That's not your job. Save that for your retirement advisor. Now, in no particular order, here we go. Number one, when am I eligible to participate? Each plan has its own specific dates and criteria that must be met by the employee before they are eligible to get in the plan. For example, you might say this. For our plan, you must be at least 21 years old and have 6 months of service with the company. Then you may enroll in the plan and start contributing. We have an online portal to get started, which I can help with. Also, we have advisors that work with our teammates. I can set up a meeting for you. Number two, does it cost me anything to enroll? Now, typically plans have a fee disclosure form for the participants that lists the fee structure for the plan. There might be an annual fee as well as some other fees to be aware of. While you should know what those fees are, it's not your job to explain that to your teammates. That's the advisor's job. You might say this, yes, there are fees. Here's a copy of the fee schedule and talk with our advisor for more details. Number three, how much can I put in every year? Now, each year, the IRS sets the annual limits. For 2024, here are the numbers. For 401k plans, $23,000. Catch-ups, $7,500. Simple plans, $16,000. Here's what you could say. The most you can put in our plan is set to what the IRS allows, and that typically increases every January 1st. You can make changes to your contribution rate at any time. Check with our advisor for rules specific to you. Number four, does the company put money in for me? When the plan is set up, the company can select, although they're not required to contribute a certain amount or percentage for employees that are participating. The company can also make extra contributions outside of match. Try saying it like this. Yes, our company has a tradition of matching 50% for each dollar of employee contributions up to a max of 6%. So if you contribute 6%, the company would contribute 3%. Number five, is all the money in my account mine? Most companies have a vesting schedule. It typically works like this. Anything an employee puts in the plan is theirs. The company has a vesting schedule of 4 years, or 25% in year one, 50% in year two, 75% in year three, and 100% in year four. That means if the company has contributed $1,000 through 2 years and the employee leaves the company, the employee owns $500 and $500 is still the company's. Say it like this. Anything you put in the plan is yours. The company has a 4-year vesting schedule. After 4 years of service, everything that the company contributes is yours. Number six, I have a retirement account at my last company. Can I roll that money into this plan? Most plans are designed to accept rollovers from other retirement plans for ease of managing your retirement accounts and for consolidation. Contact your advisor to get the roadmap for filling out any required forms or processing that transaction in the online portal. maybe say it like this. Yes, most other retirement plan assets can be rolled into ours. The rollover form is on the website, but it's a good practice to talk with our advisor to make sure the process goes smoothly and that you're meeting your goals. Number 7, when can I take out my money? Depending on the plan provisions, there may be multiple options to withdraw funds. Now, the goal should be to keep the funds in the plan as it is for retirement. It's not a checking account. However, certain plans offer options to access funds if life events warrant it. Loans and hardship withdrawals are ways to access these funds. Check with your advisor on which options you have and how they impact the plan and your taxes. Here's how to say this. The short answer is when you retire, quit, or become disabled. There are a couple of other ways to access funds that have fees, penalties, and tax implications. You should ask our advisor how those options work. Number 8, how do I make changes to my contributions, my address, beneficiaries, things like that? Most changes can be made by the employee online, but the advisor is standing by to help. Say it like this. Go to the online portal for most of those changes, and they go into effect right away, or at least on the next payroll period. Number 9, how do I learn more about our plan and investing in general? Your advisor is the first place to go for information. They can give you info, point you to the online resources, and of course, if there are group meetings, that would be a great resource as well. Suggest the following. Our plan offers lots of resources you can access on your own. Go to the portal. But we also have an annual meeting, and our advisor is available for any questions you may have. And number 10, what if they ask you, well, what do you do with your 401k? Now, as much as you like your fellow employee, just know on this one, do not share your strategy and do not give advice. Every question should be answered factually without your advice or opinion. Always fall back on handing them off to the advisor because giving advice puts you and the company at risk. So answer like this. What I'm doing and what you should be doing are personal decisions. For any advice on what you should do, talk to our advisor. We got these top 10 questions from one of our teammates who had presented hundreds of retirement plan employee meetings over the years and probably has heard almost every question a participant might ask. Hopefully, they give you a sense of what you should or should not say to your fellow teammates when asked questions about the company plan. In the future, we hope to come back with more top 10 lists on topics like this, what HR should know about. Well, we just did a retirement plan, maybe payroll, or maybe time labor management, maybe something related to employee benefits. We'll figure that out. But know this, none of us are as smart as all of us. Expertise in admin processes is what we do. And we have specialists in HR, retirement plans, employee benefit plans, payroll, time labor management, Affordable Care Act compliance, business insurance and work comp, and human capital management platforms. Use us for the information you need for your unique business processes. Thanks for listening. Be well.
I'm Kurt Otto for the Benefit Companies. Is your business adapting to the energy crisis? Not that one, the human, rather employee, energy crisis. For the first time ever, businesses are experiencing 4, even 5 human generation workplaces rife with cultural differences. You know who thinks professionals working remotely is a great idea? People who don't prioritize productivity. The Benefit Companies' human resource technology allows businesses to foster a culture of intergenerational trust, belonging, and ownership. Like it or not, work from home is only the tip of the javelin that is ripping through in the American workforce. The Benefit Company's HR technology will put your business ahead of the curve, helping maximize employee retention, performance, even acute measurement of remote employees. Using HR technology to build cultural networks really works. The Benefit Company's human resource technology is your opportunity to prevent or solve cultural climate change you already see happening in your business. Connect and Simplify. Insource. The Benefit Companies. ConnectandSimplify.com. That's ConnectandSimplify.com.